That was Lynn whispering to me. I always worry momentarily when I click record. Who is going to phone me, which will stop this recording halfway through? And you've unplugged the phone. That's very professional of you.
That's all right, yeah. Well, I know what happens when the phone goes right in the middle of an interview.
This is a conversation. I don't want to be any... And interviews are too, I don't know, stiff.
Okay. Yeah, just a conversation, yeah. But what's happening at the National Museum of Computing...
Which is where we're standing right now. And you are listening to the dulcet tones of Lynn Jones, L-I-N-J-O-N-E-S, on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the operations manager here, and we just give you a quick news update, what's happening in the museum. We've got refurbishment going on at the moment in our quiet time, so we've taken this opportunity to refurbish the gallery where the Witch computer is located. So
explain the Witch to those that don't know how amazing it is.
A Harwell Decatron computer. It was built in 1951, first started to be used then, and it's the world's oldest working original digital computer.
So it's not been mocked up to look like the original. This is it.
This is it, yes. All the Decatrons in its stores, all 900 of them, are all the original Decatrons from that period. So
you've got to see this relay in action. It's such a thing of beauty when it's rotating and almost hallucinatory, if that's a word.
It's mesmerising, actually.
That's the actual word that I was trying to think of.
Yes. So that gallery where the Witch is standing, the other end of that gallery, which used to be a rather scrappy workshop for our engineers, is being turned into a space for the EDSAC replica project. And they are going to move in the new year and start constructing the EDSAC.
And the EDSAC is?
It's a computer that was built at Cambridge in the late 40s by Sir Maurice Wilkes. And he was the pioneer of structured programming. And also, EDSAC was the basis of the Leo, the world's first business computer, because the Lions Company gave Sir Maurice Wilkes, I think it was about £2,000, in order to help with the development of EDSAC, so that they benefited from the expertise of the Cambridge team when it came to building Leo. So it's the forerunner of the first business computer.
Amazing. We of course are here. When I say we, there's a number of geeks in the next room. Somebody's installing Linux on one of my computers, and we've been testing and showing off all kinds of tech. One of the many things that happens here at the National Museum of Computing. Coming up to the Christmas break, are you slowing down?
No, actually. Just before Christmas, it gets a bit quiet. We reckon that by the 27th, so that the Friday the 27th, everyone will be fed up with being around the house with the relatives eating too much food. So we want people to come and see us, because we're putting on all sorts of activities. We'll have in our meeting room, we'll have volunteers playing with the Lego EB3 Mindstorms. So
that's like a Lego robotics.
That's right, yes. It's their latest version of Mindstorms, and it's really fantastic. We've got 8 kits and expansion kits, so bring the kids along to come and play. Children under 13 are free, so it's a good afternoon out.
How much for everybody else?
It's £5 for adults and £2.50 concessions. That's students and people with bus passes.
Oh, fantastic. So they can come and play with Lego robots. What else?
Well, one of our volunteers is building using Arduino, building a computer musical machinery, so that people who are disabled can make music. And so he's using all sorts of input type techniques to make music. And he's building this for, I think it's one of the hospitals in London for therapy for people who are disabled, to make music. And so he'll be demonstrating his latest version. We'll also have all the games consoles that we own out. So
whoa,
right back to the very early ones.
Retro gaming.
So there'll be lots of games consoles to play with. And we'll also have a Minecraft session going as well. We will have a young lad who came recently on work experience, Jacob, has set up some Minecraft set up using the Raspberry Pis.
And this is on the 27th of December. This is that dead zone kind of between hangovers where you're fed up of the television and you're picking bits of nutshells from between your toes because you keep standing on either that or Lego.
Yeah.
Come and look at some high-tech Lego and all the other crazy stuff that's going on. If people want to know where the National Museum of Computing is...
It's in Bletchley Park, which is in Milton Keynes. And the event actually runs from 27th to the 31st. And we're open every afternoon between 12 and 4.
Oh, fantastic. The website?
www.tnmoc.org.
if you even have a slither of geekiness or retro gaming passion, or you just want to teach your kids the finer sides of robotics, Lego and computing, Arduino as well, you mentioned. Come along. I think you'll have a wonderful time. I'm certainly going to make an effort to come on over. I noticed that you've just been printing Merry Christmas on ticker tape from a particular computer.
That's right. Yes, we can either do it in five-hole tape on the Elliot 803 or eight-hole tape on the Elliot 903.
So as a special for people listening to this audio, if you find Lynn or tweet her when you're here and give her a nudge and say, any chance you can print me off a message on ticker tape? Will you do that?
Oh, yes, we will. This Saturday, we'll have all the engineers in who can do all that.
Oh, thanks so much, Lynn. And thanks so much for enabling us to host Station X here. You make it so very easy. I say, can we come up on these days? You say this day is better. And then we tweet it and we arrive.
Brilliant. Yes, it's great to all have you all here.
I appreciate it. And I haven't said Merry Christmas to anybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.